Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City football coach Chad Moore. And, Coach, let's start first off-season. How do you feel that your team prepared this off-season, getting ready for the season, and then camp preparing for the first game? How do you feel those two things went?
You know, we don't have a lot of numbers, but the numbers that we do have, I felt like our guys put in the time, really worked hard this summer, and that's really the kind of the key. I felt really good about the weight room, our speed and agility, our conditioning, what we did and put in over the summer and in the spring months. You know, a lot of the kids made a commitment to, you know, add some, obviously, some strength and some much-needed weight. So they were a little bit bigger. I think, you know, we knew we had quite a few guys coming back, and most of those guys committed. And I think most of them put on well over 20 pounds of body weight in the off season, just to get a little bit bigger and bulk up and try, you know, to get through the season. So, you know, I'm super happy about the way that that went. We went to a team camp and felt like that went really well, and where we were at with all that when we left, you know, a lot of good vibes there. And then, you know, obviously leading up here in the fall camp, and the kids have had a great attitude, worked really super hard and tried to make some improvements. So really pleased with our off season and our fall camp right up to this week one.
And Coach, week one started last night as your team hosted Lake Mills, and we were able to get the game in on Friday night this year. And really similar to last year, start off really well. You're able to get a turnover right away, and that turns into one play with a little bit of a new-look offense and some new guys out there offensively. One play, you're in the end zone. Turn back around about 5 minutes later, you're in the end zone again. So, Coach, from there, it was kind of just your guys' night. Tell me about the night a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that's we were kind of hoping to get the ball first off the coin toss, but that didn't work out quite that way. And like I told the guys, you know, we wanted to get them down there, try and pin them, and try and get that get a turnover. Whether that's, you know, get a physical turnover or get them to turn the ball over in a couple downs, and we try and get the punt back. And felt really confident in our speed, and knew that if we could just get a few things rolling, I felt like we were going to be in good shape. And fortunately enough for us, we created a turnover right away with Kellen Moore getting that interception. And then, ran it down. I'm not sure, right down into inside the 10-yard line, I know. And then, Jack Thompson put that in the house on one play and put us up 6-0, and turned around and got the ball back pretty much immediately on a 3-and-out, and then hit a big pass play to Kellen Moore, who ran it up the sideline. And then, we gave him the ball and ran it inside with our little wildcat package that we had. And things just got rolling for us right there. You know, and that was a good thing for starting Ty Delavue at quarterback, a sophomore, first varsity start. Felt like he managed things super well on those first 5-6 series. And, things went really well for him as far as, we moved the ball, and he was, managed everything really well. He was 6-for-8 for 104 yards and a touchdown. And more importantly, he made some really good decisions during all those drives, which obviously led to almost a score every time. So super happy about the way that started out.
And Coach, you kind of mentioned to me in the preseason how happy you were with the freshman class from last year, the sophomores from this year, and you mentioned Ty, your top two leading tacklers defensively were both sophomores as well. Good night for that group.
Yeah, defensively we played really well. We had a little hiccup there at the end of the game, and unfortunately didn't get the shutout. But to Lake Mills' credit, they were pounding, and the fullback that they had really ran the ball really super hard. And, but those young guys, Brock Good and Lucas Kearney, just really looked good on defense. Their first year, you know, starters, Brock got a little bit of time last year through some injury, but for the most part, that was their first varsity game. Felt really good about where they were coming from. You know, we found some guys on defense that I was really excited about. Unfortunately, you know, we had a little adversity there where, you know, you lose one of your top guys and lose him early and only get a couple plays out of him, which forced some guys to step up. And, you know, like I said to you in fall camp, really pleased with where those young guys are and the support that they give and the enthusiasm that they bring every single day. That was nice to see. I also felt like our offensive line of Brock Good and T.J. Weber and Trevor Seidel and Christian Anderson and Colby Krutzinger and Tristan Bransoy, who's out again, you know, another young guy that we put in there that plays our wide position tight end. Did a nice job of blocking. They had a nice night on defense. Didn't necessarily show up a bunch in the statistics, but, you know, did a really good job of managing the line of scrimmage. So super proud of those guys for their first game and the way they faced things and how they responded to everything as it developed during the game. And, you know, I'm really excited about where they're going to grow to and the challenges that they're going to take on. And I know they'll take them on, you know, full steam ahead.
Yeah, Coach, just really good night for your team coming out with that victory. And kind of, you know, kind of similar to last year, but I think you and probably everybody on the team hoping that the rest of the season of the outcome isn't what you saw last year after a good win in week one. So how do you guys continue this throughout the season?
Well, you know, one of our biggest challenge, and it didn't start off real well, is we're going to have to stay healthy. You know, we don't have a great deal of numbers. We kind of jokingly we kind of joke around about being the dirty 30, and that's about where we're at. We got 36 guys, and you know, that's including our freshmen, so we don't have a lot at the varsity level. And as you could probably kind of tell at the end, when we started having some injuries and some cramping show up, it got a little crazy trying to substitute and find different, you know, lineup combinations. But you know, that's obviously for any football team the number one thing. You got to try and stay healthy and compete that way. And you know, we've got some really good upperclassmen that are going to lead us. You know, like you were saying, you know, Andy Olson last night, he's just grown leaps and bounds as far as a running back and had a great night last night. You know, he probably put himself in one of the top 20 all-time rushing games last night in school history. That was great to see him do that. Sam Clausen coming back as a returner, played really super well, and you know, just excited where some of that leadership's going to go. And you know, we got a young quarterback that we're going to try and grow around. And so, you know, we got to try and grow each and every week. And the way Iowa high school football is set up now with these first three non-district games, yeah, you want to go out and win each one of those. But at the end of the day, as coaches, we're looking to try and develop and get better each and every week and, you know, grow. And the level of competition, obviously, will get better each and every week because, you know, you just get some more experience, you get some film, and you got to try and respond to how people watch you on tape and see what, you know, try and take away some of your strengths and expose your weaknesses. So we've got to try and get better at those types of things. And we've got a lot of growing to do. And it was a good first week for us, but we know moving forward we've got a lot of things to move forward. But, you know, like I said, with this group and their attitudes and their work ethic, really, really excited about the possibilities out there.
And, Coach, you've kind of talked about it a little bit, but want to talk about the health of your team just for a moment. As mentioned, we saw a couple of guys last night come shaken up. Of course, saw Kellen out for a while, and Jack came up a little bit limping, Vinton at one point as well. So just a bunch of different guys going down. Coach, what's the health of your team, and any updates on any of those guys?
Well, I don't know much about it yet. We haven't got into the training room. I know last night where we were sitting wasn't making me feel real comfortable, I'll be honest. You know, obviously, when we lost Kellen, that was a huge deal. You know, you lose a first-team All-State guy, and Obviously, he got a couple touches and almost had 100 yards of total offense just in a couple touches and had an interception. I wish we could have had him around. He's going to be pretty questionable for a while. He's got a pretty buggered up ankle. I know Sam Clawson's got a foot issue that's a little concerning. Feldman, I believe he's just cramped up, and I think Jack Thompson's kind of the same way. He was a little buggered up, but I think most of it was just related to cramping, hopefully. We had a couple guys that were banged up in the line. T.J. Weber went into the game a little banged up, but toughed it through with an ankle injury, but that seemed to be getting better each and every day the last week. So, we're a little banged up. Wish we'd have came out of that a little bit more healthy moving forward, and I'm sure there's some other guys that got some bumps and bruises. I know Braden Swearingen got a little banged up with his shoulder, and that was kind of concerning as well, our other quarterback. So, we did get banged up there, and, like I said, when you're only sitting around that 30 number at the varsity level, you're really pushing the limit. So, we're going to have some challenges this week, and we hope that those guys can kind of come back and are able to contribute this week because we got a stiff challenge ahead of us on the road, and we're going to need every one of those bodies to be healthy and ready to go.
And, Coach, as you just alluded to, traveling to Spirit Lake to take on the Indians of Spirit Lake next week, and, Coach, what are you expecting out of them, and how do you guys go win a football game?
Well, you know, as well as I do, we played Spirit Lake quite a few years, and we have them on the schedule for a reason. They're a perennial power. They're a state-level tag team that, every year that they strap it on, they're looking for a state title. And, they're no doubt going to give us a challenge. They always bring a ton of speed. They're very well coached. Coach Bloit does a great job with those guys. And, They're a huge challenge. They usually always got a good quarterback, and they got some speed on the perimeter, and they like to look and feel a little bit like our offense with a lot of the motions across and jet stuff and running underneath and a little bit of counter stuff, and they like to throw the deep ball when they get that opportunity. Last year, they had a great deal of speed, as obviously you see in the state track meet with some of the stuff that they do at the state track meet, but. And they'll be solid defensively. They'll be great tacklers. And they had a great win last night over a Spencer ball club that I know is always really good. So, we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have a challenge ahead of us. And, like I said earlier, that's what we need each and every week with this young ball team. We need to, try and grow. We need to get a little bit better this week. And go in and try and meet those challenges and grow a little bit more. And hopefully we can go in there healthy and we can give them, give them a challenge and compete a little bit. That's what we're hoping to do. And hopefully we have all of our weapons in place that we can do that. We'll kind of see how that goes. But, again, we're going to focus on ourselves like we always do and try and, just keep growing things and try and put together a good solid game plan to compete.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. We'll wish you the best of luck next week against Spirit Lake, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
That was Forest City Head Football Coach Chad Moore.